bitch fall. Like a TikTok. Chrome lips, see the bit go. See, I'm a double bad boy, like I move big. Do the music so the flow dope. I keep it money over to the dope flow. I need money like a need more. I'm tryna see it like a mo. Cash flow, rubber bands in my pants and the school bank roll.
I'll tell you one thing, don't play about mine. I'll be banging on your front door with the number, number, come see ya. I'ma come see ya.
Good morning. Yeah. Good morning, America. Hope you had a lovely weekend. Hope everybody had a nice Saturday. You had a nice Sunday. Welcome to the kickoff every Monday. Yemo baby in the building. Only at radio.dominican.edu. If you're tuned in, then you listen to us live on air, ready to make your Monday start on an awesome note. So we had a lot of things going on over the weekend, and first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to Dominican University of California men club team who played Sonoma State on Sunday yesterday. That was a good game. I took part in it. So shout out to Domingo Ramirez, Mike Mutsumuri, Josh, Matt, Carlton the goalkeeper, Jose Contreras, Ferraz, Jordan. You had a nice game. We had a nice game that day, yesterday. So our next game, we're going to be home. We play Chico State on the 18th of March, 2012. So all the fans out there, if you're listening live, do come and give us all support. Oh, yeah. The Premier League. A lot of action was going on. A lot of action happened on the weekend. So the Premier League standings, Manchester City at the top, 63 points, followed by Manchester United coming second with 61 points. Arsenal are fourth with 46 points. Tottenham number three with 53. Chelsea back to winning ways with 46 points. Newcastle 43 at number six. Number seven is Liverpool at 39. Norwich City coming eighth, 35, followed by Sunderland, Everton, Fulham, Stoke, West Brom, Swansea, Aston Villa, Wolves, KPR. The bottom three who are the relegation zone right now is Blackburn, Bolton, and Wigan. That is the Premier League. La Liga, Madrid still number one with 64 points. Barcelona coming second with 54. Valencia third with 40 points, followed by Levante, who got 35. Atletico Bilbao number five. Malaga, Osasuna, Espanyol, Atletico Madrid, Sevilla, Rayo Vallecano, Betis, Real Sociedad, Getafe, Mallorca, Ciudad de Murcia, Villarreal. The bottom three, Racing Santander, Sporting Gijón, Zaragoza. Yeah, the relegation zone. Italian Serie A, Milan number one with 51 points. Juventus number two with 50 points. 45. Oh, who come in second? Udinese. They come in third. Lazio number four. Napoli number five. AS Roma number six. Inter Milan, Palermo, Catania, Chievo, Atalanta, Cagliari, Genoa, Pana, Fiorentina, Bologna number 16. Number 17, Siena. Lecce, number 18. Novaro, number 19. And at the last is Siena. That's the Serie A standing. So, before we kick off the show right now, I'm going to kick off the show with a little bit of controversy. So I don't know about the goal line technology, So the reason why I want to talk about this is what went down between Juventus and AC Milan. Of course, the score, the final score was 1-1. Sully Muntari scored a goal, but it wasn't given. If you watched that match, that was a little bit unfortunate because the ball actually went in, beat the line, but Buffon, who's the AC Milan goalkeeper, Juventus goalkeeper rather, he prevented the goal from hitting the back net, but he clearly went over the line. So the referee or the linesman didn't give it. And after the match, Gianluca Buffon, the goalkeeper, was like, he said that he didn't see it going in, or he wasn't sure if he went in. Of course, I know he lied because he clearly went in and everybody saw he went in. Sully Muntari was celebrating, but the lineman, the little referee, was like, he didn't go in. So I think it's about time for the goal line technology to be introduced to football, because it's way overdue. So, you know, incidences like that, it happened to England when they were playing the World Cup against Germany. Lampard scored a terrific goal. The referee didn't give it. So, you know, it's about time, because we don't want incidences like that happening and then killing the morale of a team. So it's unfortunate for AC Milan that they didn't win that match, because that pretty much changed the game. Goal line technology, it's due, man. FIFA gotta do something about it. FIFA, UEFA, you gotta do something about it. Sepp Blatter, I'm telling you right now, do something about it. If you don't do something about it, then it's not good. It's not good that, you know, team who deserve to win, they go down, or the score go down that way, and then they lose points. But AC Milan still are the top of the Premier of the Serie A. So, you know, they got 51 points right now, and Juventus are just right there with them. They got 50 points. So, sorry about that, AC Milan, but just keep your game up. Keep at it. Just keep going strong. You're doing good. Of course, right now, Liverpool. Yeah. Liverpool got their first trophy after 6 or 5 seasons. So, Liverpool yesterday, they won the Carling Cup champions. So right now they are the champions of the Carling Cup after beating Cardiff City on penalties 3-2. I don't understand how players like Gerrard don't know how to take penalties, man. You know? Charlie Adams, man. Come on. The goal is right there and they just like striking the ball, like, you know, goes wide over the top post. Come on, like, so I know, like, everybody was freaking out, everybody in the Liverpool lineup, after Gerrard lose the first goal, and then Charlie Adams came, lose the second goal. Yeah, man. Cardiff City, that was bad luck. That was, you were supposed to, I think Cardiff City was supposed to win the Carling Cup, but they didn't win, so that was quite unfortunate because they lost 3 penalties. They put on a good show because they were down, they fought till the last minute. The match went on to extra time, and you know, nobody scored in extra time, and then they had to go to penalties. So, congrats to Liverpool for becoming the champions, the Carling Cup champions. And, I mean, you showed Arsenal how champions how champions are supposed to prove or how champions are supposed to play. So I know they was watching, and all the Arsenal fans, they were watching, and they were like, we don't want you to take home the glory, but you did. So speaking of Arsenal, Wenger was delighted yesterday. Arsenal thrashed Tottenham 5-2. And that was a good performance from Arsenal, because they came 2 goals down to beat Tottenham 5 goals. In the score sheet, Sagner, the likes of Walcott, Rosicki finally found his scoring form. Saha had an amazing goal. Adebayor also had an amazing goal, but I don't know, man. For some reason, they just like laid back and let Arsenal score 5 goals. So Tottenham and Arsenal going to par to par, number three consecutive. They're just right there. So if Tottenham keep losing games like that, then I believe Arsenal are gonna jump up into position 3. So that was a good show for Wenger, and he thinks, like, you know, he's proving critics wrong, because everybody has been criticizing Wenger, saying that Wenger has lost his tact. And so they were all thinking that, you know, Wenger should, like, was it time for Wenger to kind of call it a day? Yeah. Robin van Persie shining as usual. An amazing second goal from Robin van Persie. Boy, that boy is ripe. Yeah. So Robin van Persie right now is just concentrating on football so much that he doesn't want to extend his contract with Arsenal. He kind of put his contract talks on hold, because he's like, this is not the right time to talk about contract. I just want to concentrate on steering Arsenal to the Champions League next season, and concentrating on making Arsenal win trophies. I don't know if they're going to win. I don't think they're going to win any trophy. I mean, he was just being all modest. I don't think he's going to... All right, let me not bust your bubbles. But if he extends this... I mean, pretty much it just depends with how Arsenal performs this season. If they're going to win any trophy, then maybe Robin van Persie is going to stay. And if they don't, then want you, Arsenal. Robin van Persie is going to leave y'all. And I don't know who's going to be scoring goals for y'all, because that guy is just so freaking ripe, man. He's so ripe. Yeah. But, you know, just keep at it. You know, just keep praying. Cross your fingers. Robin van Persie is not going to leave. Yeah. And then Arsenal fans right now, they're demanding answers from the board. You know, the Arsenal supporters trust. They held a meeting last week. And they are very unhappy right now because of the number of issues that is affecting Arsenal. Of course, one of them being the transfer activity and the sale of ticket prices going up. You know, so the ticket prices in Arsenal went up by 5%, and the supporters club are demanding answers, like, because they got. I mean, if you look at the football rich list, Arsenal are right there at top position. Right there at number 5. So the trust is like asking the board, like, why aren't you signing? We got the money. Why aren't you signing? We need players. We need fresh blood. Because they think that is the reason why they're not winning any trophies. Because they got cash. The board is not investing in buying new players. It's due time, you know, and for the supporters club to come together and just, you know, tell the board that it's due time, we need to buy new players. You know, they must be so frustrated, and they must be like, you know, they have lost their patience. So if you're an Arsenal fan, just, you know, keep praying, but you know, whatever you do, man, Manchester United is just gonna be there. Chelsea is also not gonna let you jump on top of them, which yeah, Chelsea having a poor form right now, they let you jump on top of them. So ladies and gentlemen, that is the first segment of our show. You know the standings in the La Liga, you know the standing in the Serie A, you know the standing in the English Premier League. So more to come. We got lots to talk about. If you're tuned in right now, you are listening to The Kickoff with Yema Baby every Monday 7-8 only on radio.dominican.edu. So don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a few.
Shuffling.
Yeah, we back. Manchester United, of course, Giggs made his 900 appearance for Manchester United, and like right now he's the most decorated player in the English Premier League and in Manchester United history. I'm just full of awe for Giggs. Like, congratulations to Sir Ryan Giggs. Yeah, right now his name is Sir Ryan Giggs, so that's how you call him. Manchester United did over the week, midweek, they lost to Ajax. They lost 3-2, which is but I mean they made the Europa League, so they're gonna meet Atletico Madrid in a span of like 3 to 2 weeks. Yeah, Manchester United, Giggs marked his 900 appearance with scoring a goal against Norwich City. That was like a big goal because Manchester United was losing the game, and Giggs scored during the extra time. So Manchester United won 2-1, and I mean you could see by Giggs' celebration that he was just so excited. You know, like nobody saw that goal coming, and Ryan Giggs was just right there. So today, just to honor Sir Ryan Giggs, we're gonna look at his footballing history, how he started and how he made it, and you know, his plans for the future and just where he wants to go, where he wants to go next. Sir Ryan Joseph Giggs is his full name. He was born in Wales, Cardiff City. Ryan Giggs was honored by the Queen. He has honors of order in the British Empire. He was born on the 29th of November 1973, and he's a Welsh footballer who plays for Manchester United. So Giggs made his first appearance for the club during the 1991 season, and he has been a regular ever since the 91 to the 92 season. Giggs established himself as a left winger during the 90s, and he continued this position up until the 2000s or the millennium. Like right now he plays a deeper midfielder role, and he's like a playmaker for Manchester United. And Giggs, he's known for his tireless running, ball possession, and ability to create goal scoring opportunities for players around him. Giggs is, like I said, he's the most decorated player in the English Premier League history, and he holds the club record for competitive appearance. During his time as a United player, he has won 12 Premier League winners' medals, 4 FA Cup winners' medals, 3 League Cup winners' medals, and 2 Champions League winners' medals. He has 2 runners-up medals from the Champions League, 3 FA finals, and 2 League Cup finals, as well as being part of the team 5 times when it finished second in the Premier League. In recent years, Giggs has captained the team on numerous occasions, particularly in the 2007-2008 season when regular captain Gary Neville was ruled out with various injuries. So Giggs has a personal achievements. One being, he's the first player in history to win 2 consecutive PFA Young Player of the Year awards in 1992 and 1993. He did not win the PFA Player of the Year award until 2009. He is the only player to have played and scored in every season of the Premier League, and he also holds the longest run of successive scoring seasons in UEFA Champions League history. He has 11 goals. He has been elected in PFA Team of the Century in 2011, the Premier League Team of the Decade, and in 2003 as well as the FA Cup Team of the Century. Giggs holds the record for the record of the most assists in Premier League history with 271. At the international level, Giggs played for the Welsh national team prior to his retirement from the international football on 2nd of June 2007 and was once the youngest player to ever represent his country. In addition to many honors, Giggs has received within football, such as being named in the Football League 100 Legends, the last active player in the list. He was appointed the Order of British Empire in the Queen's 2007 birthday honors list and was inducted in the English Football Hall of Fame in 2005. So for Manchester United, he's the greatest ever player by a worldwide poll conducted by United's official magazine and website. And on October 10th, 2011, Giggs was honored with the 2011 Golden Foot Award. So, you know, just hearing that, I mean, y'all know that, you know, he's the most decorated player in the world, and I don't think any player out there will ever compare to Sir Ryan Giggs. 900 appearances for Manchester United, and what a way to celebrate it by banging the all-vital goal. I mean, the reason I say that is because, you know, players these days, you know, they just keep club happen. They don't stick to a club long enough, even just to, you know, just to make the 500 appearance. Players don't stick to a club long enough to do that, and it's kind of unfortunate because Giggs is a legend right now for Manchester United. And all y'all players out there, if y'all listening, then, you know, just try to emulate Giggs, because if I was a professional footballer, that is what I would try to do. Try to make a name for yourself, and when you retire, you know, you go down in an awesome way, you know, you go down history books, and everybody, all the fans are going to remember y'all. Yeah, so apart from looking at Giggs, Chelsea are back to their winning ways, but they won against Bolton. 3 goals, Drogba back to his scoring ways, scoring form. That boy Drogba, man. Lampard right now is at loggerheads with Andre Villas-Boas, AVB, because he's not getting his regular playing position or time at Chelsea. And, you know, I like Lampard. Lampard is a good player. But, you know, his past injuries right now made the coach not feature him more for Chelsea. So Chelsea are not in a good position right now because Arsenal jumped on top of them. And also in the Champions League, Napoli beat them 3-1 with Lavezzi scoring 2 goals. So Lavezzi is ripe, and over the weekend in the Italian Serie A, of course, he scored an important goal. And right now the fans and everybody else is calling him the Diego. He's just like comparing him to Maradona. And it's funny because he came out strongly and he told everybody, please don't call me Maradona because I'm not. I am El Pocho. Yeah, if you want to call me, if you want to give me a name, call me El Pocho. Don't call me Diego. Which is pretty strong, man, you know. I mean, I like that. You know, as much as people want to compare you to somebody, You know, they, you know, it's good to be compared to somebody, but at the same time, it's good to have your own name. So Lavezzi, call him El Pocho. Yeah. John Terry is out for Chelsea. He's going to be out for 4 weeks. Kind of unfortunate because he picked up an injury. He didn't feature in the Champions League, and also he didn't feature in Chelsea comeback against Bolton. Yeah. I know you're all enjoying yourself out there. Manchester City, they beat Blackburn 3-0. They're so ripe, man. That team, they're so ripe. Aguero in the score sheet. Balotelli. Yeah, man. Everybody's just scoring. Everybody's just up to par with their game, man. Nobody want to drop points. Yeah. So, if you're tuned in right now, you're listening to The Kickoff with Yama Baby every Monday 7 to 8 on your radio.dominican.edu.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Can't have me, I'll be the president one day. January 1st, oh, you like that gossip? Like you the one drinking what gossip.com. Now I got a word for your tongue. How many Rolling Stones you want? Yeah, I got a brand new spirit, speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like the wind in my chest of that sun. G5 in the U.S. to Taiwan. Now who can say that? I want to play back. Mama knew I was a needle in a haystack. Oh, Gotti boy, plus way back. I got a feeling it's a rap, ASAP.
I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
The mountain top, walk on water. I got power, feel so royal. 1 second, I'ma strike for you. Diamond, platinum, no more for you. That adrenaline, never giving in. Giving up's not an option, gotta get it in. Witness, I got the heart of 20 men. No fear, go to sleep in the lion's den. That glow, that spark, that crown. You're looking at the king of the jungle now. Stronger than ever, can't hold me down. 100 miles gunning from the pitcher's mouth. Straight game face, it's game day. See me running through the crowd full of melee. No trick plays, I'm Bill Gates. Take a genius to understand me.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah.
Get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I
Champions League is back this week. So if you don't know, AC Milan back against Arsenal, which Arsenal got a defend like 4-goal deficit, man. I can't wait for that game to see how they're gonna do. The scorer, or the guy who had the most assists during that game, Ibrahimovic, I think he's gonna feature in that game because he's all right. But the reason why I mentioned Ibrahimovic is because he had an accident, and this is funny because Ibrahimovic was, when he came from training last week, he kind of like accidentally knocked or struck a reporter, a woman reporter, with his car. And this is crazy because he didn't get out of the car, he just drove home. And you know, when he was called later, he was like, I didn't know that I had you know, struck a woman by my, well, it's funny because it's the side mirror when he was backing up his car from this hotel or from where he parked his car, then the woman was trying to get at him to kind of get an interview, and supposedly Ibrahimovic didn't see her, and the side mirror brushed against the woman, and she was rushed into the hospital, and she was treated for minor injuries. But the woman is right now filing a complaint against Ibrahimovic, so I'll keep you posted on that one. I'll let you know how that one goes. This team in MLS in the United States, this team called Rochester Lancers, I don't know what's wrong with them. Y'all know Allen Iverson from the NBA, the MVP of NBA back in the day. Y'all know him? Well, if y'all know him, then right now he's almost becoming a goalkeeper. Yeah, that really struck me, man. Like, he's becoming a goalkeeper for Rochester Lancers. I don't understand how that is possible, man. Like, dude, if you're not a footballer, if you're not a soccer player, please just stick to your sport, because this is a wrong move from this club. The reason why they're kind of hiring Iverson as their goalkeeper is because they're trying to market the team. Now, that is a wrong move right there. That is a damn ass move, man. So Iverson is gonna get paid $20,000 a game. That is minus the allowances. So if he features in a game, a single game, he's gonna get $20,000 a single game. Why can't they just go out there and just get a regular goalkeeper, man? Why do they gotta kill the sport? So this is my beef with the United States of America, man. They keep doing things to football, things that are not supposed to go down, man. Like this one right here, you know? So you're killing the sports right there. I think we should hold a mass demonstration. We should hold a mass demonstration for this particular move. This is not supposed to be happening in football. You're killing the football. Football is a good sport. You should leave football to footballers. Do not try to hire ex-NBA players or ex-lacrosse players or ex-American football players to come play football. That's my beef. That's my pet peeve right there. I just put it out there on the line. If you're from the United States, I'm just saying we should hold a mass demonstration. Iverson shouldn't play football, and that's that. Yeah. Back to La Liga. Yeah. Messi and Ronaldo. Messi and Ronaldo still back at it, with Ronaldo scoring the most amazing goal in the La Liga using his heels. Man, when is Ronaldo gonna stop, man? Ronaldo is Ronaldo, man. So Ronaldo is the top scorer in the La Liga right now. He got like 20 something goals, followed by Messi. He's just on top of Messi, just only one goal. So Ronaldo scored this goal that made Real Madrid win against Rayo Vallecano. They won 1-0. So they're just edging more and more closer to the La Liga title. Of course, there's still like, what, 10 and something games to go. They're still supposed to play Madrid, Valencia. So there's just like a lot of miles to go. I don't know if the gap between Real Madrid and Barcelona is 10 points. I don't know if they can lose more than 10 points, you know, to lose their grip on the title. But, you know, Barcelona are not giving them that breathing space. They're just right there with them. Messi scored an important goal against Atletico Madrid. He capped that free kick right in the top corner. And Barcelona won 2-1. So this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about when it's competition is just so tight and nobody's giving up, you know? I mean, you never know, man. 10 point it's huge. It's a huge gap. But at the same time, they're not enough point to, you know, to give you that confidence that you've cling or you've taken home the title. So it's a wide gap, but it's still a long way to go for Real Madrid. They still have to keep on winning. Barcelona also have to keep on winning. And Pep Guardiola is just, you know, playing mind games. He's like, I don't think we're going to catch up to Real Madrid. They pretty much won the title. But like I said, you know, I know about mind games. I know how coaches do. They just want to say that so that you can lose that focus. And they just come right there and they just pass you. So Guardiola, we don't know still if he's going to sign the contract. Of course, Dani Alves, the right back, was like, over the midweek, he was like, Barcelona, we are nothing without Guardiola. So if he doesn't sign the contract, I think we are doomed. And I quote, he's like, Dani Alves said, I think Guardiola would sign again because without him, we are nothing. Without him, we'd lose our anchor and we'd drift away. Guardiola has given us stability. However, should Guardiola opt to move on, everybody in the team and I personally wish all the best for him. Yeah, man. I mean, what can you do? If somebody want to move on, there's pretty much nothing you can do about it. Because he's done his part and Barcelona have won a lot of games and a lot of trophies with him. He's a decorated coach. And I mean, pretty much next week and over the next show, next Monday, we're going to profile Pep Guardiola and just know how he started football and how he started his career as a football coach. Of course, you all know he played for Barcelona. If you didn't know that, now you know. He played for Barcelona back in the day. Yeah, so Barcelona Madrid still, you know, it's a fight, it's a tag war. I mean, I can't wait to see who's gonna lift the trophy at the end of the season. So they all play the Champions League. Of course, I don't know if I mentioned, but Madrid drew 1-1 with CSK Moscow. They pretty much had that game. Ronaldo scored that decisive goal, but they ended up drawing 1-1 because CSK Moscow came out of the blue to score the equalizing goal. So they have a return leg at the Santiago Bernabeu. I don't know why they had to make things difficult for themselves, because they had that game. They should have scored more goals. Champions League is about away goals, and if you don't score a lot of goals, then when you come home, then if your opponent or your visitor scores more goals than you did, then yeah, man, I'm sorry to say, but you get knocked out. Yeah, so that's that. Ganso and Neymar, reporters, man, reporters, you have a nasty way of trying to fuse fields with players, because there's a lot of reports going on in Brazil right now about Ganso being jealous of his Santos teammate Neymar. Yeah, no, Neymar, right? The starlet who Real Madrid and Barcelona and Chelsea are at war at Lagerhead trying to sign him. Yeah, he's talented. So it's crazy because the reports are saying that Ganso is very jealous of his compatriot because he's about to move to Europe. And you know about that. If you move into Europe if you move into Europe, then you definitely, like, a lot of people be like, you've definitely made it. And that's true. You've definitely made it if you move into Europe, because there's a lot of money involved in this part in Europe. So he just slammed all those rumors, man. He was like, this is straight up BS. I don't know why y'all people saying that out there, because, I mean, I respect Neymar and we don't have any feud going on. I'm not jealous of him. And as a matter of fact, I am thinking about making Neymar the godfather for my kid. Yeah, because Ganso's girlfriend is pregnant and he's gonna make Neymar his kid's Neymar is gonna become the granddad, or the godfather, not granddad. That's funny. He's gonna become the godson for his kid. So reporters, man, we need to have decent and, you know, responsible journalism. Y'all don't need to, you know, just come up with BS reports and try to make people go crazy. Just try to report what's not happening or what shouldn't be happening. You know? Even over the midweek, y'all guys were saying that, oh, we don't know that Ajax had invited Manchester United. Ajax had invited Manchester United public number one enemy, Luis Suarez. Yeah, there was reports in the midweek that Suarez was gonna come to Old Trafford to watch the match against Ajax, or Manchester United against Ajax. And I don't know how that might have gone down, because that really got fans furious, and all the fans were like, really? Is this really happening? So everybody was just like so much expecting to see how that would have gone down. And of course, Suarez came out and said that, no, those are false rumors. I'm not going to Manchester United. I'm not going to Old Trafford to see the game. If he did, then we don't know how that might have gone down. Speaking of Manchester United, their noisy neighbors, Manchester City, Carlos Tevez issued an apology for his three-month absence in the city's lineup. Yeah. So, I don't know if City fans excuses him or if they forgive him. But yeah, I mean, Tevez is a good player, but he's been absent, and there were a lot of rumors about him going to a different club, either PSG or AC Milan, who were fighting for his signature. But he's back in the lineup, and that is just gonna add, or it's gonna add more strength to the city's right lineup. So Tevez, welcome back to the team. Y'all been missing in action for too long. Yeah, man. Manchester City are in a good position to lift the English Premier League. 2 points above Manchester United. We don't know how that is going to go, how that's going to pan out. But, yeah, a lot of fans are just waiting, man. They're just waiting to see how that is going to go. So more bills to pay, ladies and gentlemen. All the fans around the world, if you're tuned in right now, you're tuned in to the kickoff. Yeah, my baby in the building. Every Monday, 7 till 8. Only on radio.dominican.edu. Yeah. UEFA Champions League back in action. Yeah, so if you're waiting for that, then you're just like me. Champions League this week, a lot of action also coming to you over the weekend. The English Premier League, Spanish La Liga, so do watch out for that. Right now, as we approach the end of the show, just gonna give you a few tips on who to watch out for in the Champions League. Watch out for Barcelona. Watch out for Arsenal against AC Milan. That is gonna be the most amazing match, because Arsenal got the history of coming back. You know, you can never write Arsenal off, which is a good team about them. So they play AC Milan. They have a 2-goal. Two times two equals four, right? So they have a 4-goal deficit against AC Milan. So do watch out for that. Who's going to advance into the quarterfinals? Yeah, man. That's going to be a good game. So Zenit is going to play Benfica. Zenit also are in a tight spot because Benfica scored 2 goals away. But they won that game 3-2, so all Benfica need is just 1 goal to drive them to drive them through to the next stage. So Zenit against Benfica, Arsenal against Milan, tight game. Lyon won one goal against Apoel. That is also going to be a tight game. Leverkusen against Barcelona. Yeah, Barcelona have a 3-goal advantage. So do watch out for Barcelona against Leverkusen. That is going to be a tight game. But I don't know. I personally think Barcelona are going to win it because they are Camp Nou, which is their home. And of course, the week after that, Real Madrid against CSK Moscow. The score was 1-1 over the first leg. The first leg, Chelsea against Napoli. I told you about that. Napoli scored 3 goals against Chelsea. Chelsea had won. So Chelsea need to win or need to score 2 goals against two goals to nil, by the way, against Napoli for them to go into the quarterfinals. We don't know if that's going to be possible because right now, Lavezzi and that guy, what's his name? That guy. Cavani is ripe. So he scores in every match, man. That's what I'm saying. So we are here to see if Drogba is gonna step up and, you know, do something about it. So Marseille also won against Internazionale or Inter Milan. So we don't know how the second leg is going to turn out. Basel won against Bayern. and this Basel team, man, you know. Y'all know Basel beat Manchester United to the group stage. That's why they're in the second stage of the Champions League. So let's wait and see who's gonna go through the second stage to go into the quarterfinals. It's action packed this midweek, man. It just this tower just makes me shiver down my spine. Yeah, so that is Champions League for y'all. Keep an eye out also for the Premier League, La Liga, Italian Serie A, the coming weekend. Lots of action coming to you. So do join us next Monday. Do join the kickoff. Yeah, my baby. Every Monday, 7 till 8. Only on radio.dominican.edu. Unfortunately, we ran out of time. Yeah. And we out. Peace out. Do have a lovely week.
بالعزف الانفرادي والعزف الجماعي والكرة الجميلة تيفيز ثم إلى رونالدو ثم إلى رونالدو ثم إلى روني الله 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 يا مانشستر بكرة القدم المثيرة التي تلعبها بالأداء الجماعي الخارق للعادة بعزف السيمفونيات الرائعة جدا بالعزف الانفرادي والعزف الجماعي والكرة الجميلة